having a great night at Steak and Shake. This is Lauren. How can I help you?
Are you at the drive-in?
No, I'm not.
Who's at the drive-in window?
I'm not sure. Hold on. Let me go check, okay?
Okay.
That's a good voice.
Ben.
Okay, well, you want to put Ben on the phone for me, please?
Yeah, hold on, okay?
Okay.
Hoping she didn't on the drive.
Hello?
Ben.
Yes, sir?
How do you feel that I know your name, huh?
Huh?
I know your name now. How do you feel about that?
Okay.
You want to know why?
What?
Because I asked the person that answered the phone what your name was, and they told me your name.
I know. They told me. Told you my name.
Well, they did tell me that you told the... You know what I found in my burger?
What?
You know what I found?
What?
Don't play coy with me, boy. You know what I found. You tell me. You tell me what I found in my burger.
I have no idea.
I was there about 45 minutes ago. You don't remember me? Huh?
Sir?
Ben, you tell me what was in my burger. Ben,
I have no idea.
You've been listening to too much Eminem. That's what you've been doing. You've been getting ideas, haven't you?
No.
Huh? What'd you put in my burger? You tell me! Tell me now!
I don't know.
It's
because you found something in the burger.
Ben, don't you give the phone to anybody else, boy. I want to hear you tell me what you put in my burger.
I didn't put nothing.
It was a double steak burger, and there was poo in it.
There was poo in it?
That's right, Ben. Ben, you explain to me why there was poo in my burger.
I don't really know.
Well, how could you not know? You were in the drive-thru window. And then I took a bite of my burger, and guess what was in it? It was poo. There's nothing funny about it. Ben, give me your manager. Give me your manager right now, Ben.
Okay.
Whatever, okay, give me a... Son of a bitch. I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Carol.
Yes, ma'am. May I have the last name of the man, Ben, please?
Is there a reason for that, sir?
Because I'm going to report you to the sanitation department. Is that all right with you? Because I found poo in my son's hamburger. Yes, ma'am. Don't act coy with me, please, and just give me the boy's last name.
Would you please get off your speakerphone? Is there a reason for that?
How do you mean, ma'am?
Oh, I'm sorry?
Does it matter that I'm on the speakerphone?
Well, yes, sir, it does.
How so, ma'am?
Well, why should anybody else have to listen to our conversation? There's nobody here listening to it.
Well, maybe I'm recording it for proof.
What?
Of how...
But
excuse me, ma'am?
There is no way. Are you the one that came through with the junior chicken fingers?
No, ma'am. I got two steak burgers.
What else?
And there was poo in my steak burger.
What
and
else?
Don't... This isn't 20 questions, ma'am. What I want to know is Ben's last name. You told me his first name without any problems, so why don't you give me the last name?
This is Webb Stinson, my hippie, please.
Excuse me?
This is Webb Stinson, my hippie.
Webb Stinson? Your name is Webb Stinson? Sir? Sir, all I'm wanting to know is Ben's last name. Would you like to give that to me, please?
Okay, you're going to have to get off that speakerphone because I can't understand you on that speakerphone.
Well, maybe you just need to listen better.
Sir,
you just need to listen better, son. You are the one in trouble here, not me. I'm not the one being interrogated. You are. I'm the one who found poo in my burger. And you need to own up to it right now. Do you hear me, son?
Sir, please. You got an echo in back of you. It's kind of hard for me to understand. If you will, please get off the speakerphone onto the microphone, please.
Sir, there's no reason for you to be making requests to me. Do you understand me?
Sir, for me to be able to help you, I need for you to cooperate just a little bit, if you will, please.
I refuse. You are going to give me...
If you refuse, then there's nothing I can really do.
Because
if I can talk to you to where I don't have an echo in the background, then there's nothing we have to do.
Well, I'm recording this for Turco. I'm recording this for Turco, and I'm going to send it to him, and he's going to do a story on y'all's Steak and Shake. That's what he's going to do. He's going to be kicking down your door. Do you understand me? Now, you tell me his last name, and you'll be out of it, son. You'll be totally out of it. He will be the only one held responsible, because I know it was that drive-thru boy that pooped on my burger, and my sweet little boy ate it.
Sir, there is no way that can happen inside.
How dare you accuse me of lying? How dare you? How dare you?
I'm sorry, but I mean...
I'm a Presbyterian, boy!
So there's no way that can happen.
I'm a Presbyterian. We do not lie. We don't. Now, you would tell me his last name. I have a pen. I have a recorder. I'm ready. I'm ready for his last name, and I'm reporting it to the sanitation department. I'm doing it.
Well, you can do whatever you like, sir.
Well, I can't do it without his last name, now can I? Now give it to me.
Well, you just have to have him come out here, and then we will talk to him.
My son is going to come out here? How is he going to do that? He can't drive. He's got poo all in his mouth, and he's washing it out right now. I'm not the one at fault here. You're making me jump through loops. You want to keep your job? Do you?
Sir, I know for a fact that there's no way that what you're saying could have happened.
How's that?
This location, because we have been busy, and there's no way this gentleman could have left the line. Besides, he does not make the sandwiches.
Well,
the orders and hands out.
You know what I think? You know what I think? You want to know what I think?
Your opinion is...
I think you're a liar. I think you're lying. I think you're all in on it. I think you think it's really funny that you pooped in a Presbyterian's Steak and Shake burger.
Sir,
you're lucky I couldn't detect urine, because I bet there's urine all in my other stuff. You put urine in your frying pan stuff, don't you? There's a lot of Presbyterians around here. Let's poo in the burgers.
Well,
let's poo all in the Presbyterian's burger.
Sir, I'm sorry. There's no way that that could happen.
Well, I appreciate that you're apologizing. I really do, because that shows that there's a kernel of truth and that you're owning up to the fact that you pooed in my burger. I appreciate that, but if you would just give me his last name, son, I would be much more cooperative.
His last name is Oates.
Oates?
Yes, sir.
Are you lying to me?
Sir, I have no...
You're telling me a story, so I'll leave you alone, aren't you?
Sir?
Yes. I'm ready. Give me his last name.
I told you his last name. Last name is Oates.
Oates?
That is correct.
It's Ben Oates.
O-A-T-O-A-K-S.
Could you give me his driver's license number, please?
I'm sorry, sir. I do not have that.
Well, my son, my older son, he's with Metro, and I'd like him to do a check on his driver's license. So will you give me his driver's license, please?
Sir, that is...
Well, I'll just have him come by tomorrow, and I'll have him arrest your little Ben boy for pooing all in my burger. How would you like that?
Well,
first of all, Turco's coming.
I mean, it's not going to go anyplace. I'm sorry.
How do you figure it's not going to go anyplace? Because you're all lying? You think just because there's a bunch of people lying, nobody's going to pick up on it? Is that what you think?
No, I know what is happening right here.
And they pooed in my burger, and you're admitting it. I appreciate that you're admitting it. I do.
No,
I appreciate
sir,
that you're...
I'm saying that there's no way that that can happen.
There's no way that someone could poo to my burger.
That is correct.
How do you figure that?
He would have to... We're basically open to the public. He'd have to expose his body, and this is going to be some person's going to see it, and they're going to say something to me.
You know what he did? You know what he did then? He brought it in. He brought in that poo. It may not even be his poo, but he brought it in from an outside source, and he snuck it in there because he thought it would be just really funny and really Eminem-like to put poo in my burger.
Sir, he would not. I promise you, he would not.
How long has Ben been working there? How long has he been working there?
Not very long.
Oh, you don't even know him. You don't know this boy. These boys are all crack. They are. And you can giggle about it all you want, but it's not going to change anything. It's not going to change the fact that my little boy ate poo. Now is it? Yeah, I know you think it's funny that he ate poo, but it's not funny. I refuse to curse to you, so I'm going to keep calling it poo all I like. You're not going to make me say the S word, because I'm a Presbyterian.
Unless you have it analyzed or bring it up here where I can see what it is.
He ate it!
I don't know what you're talking
he
about.
He ate it!
Because
how am I going to get a sample of something the boy ate? You want me to put my fingers down his throat where he throw up all over the place?
Well, see, the thing about it is, you're asking for one person. There's four of us on this line back here that could possibly make the sandwich.
So it's four of you involved instead of one. Thank you for telling me that there's four people involved in this, putting poo in my burger. I appreciate that.
I am not saying it. Oh my God.
That's what you just told me?
The four people that could possibly make the burger.
Son, that's what
there's
you just told me.
That any of us is going to do.
I've been on this God's earth for 51 years. 51 years. You think you can lie to me like that? Huh?
I've had three children.
I've had three children, boy. And I know when someone's lying to me. If I could see you right now, if I could see you, I'd know
you're
lying.
Yeah, you can look right straight in my eyes and look, and I will tell you the same thing. You know I'm not lying to you. That there's no way that that could happen.
How dare you raise your voice to me? How dare you? I'm a customer that just had the son eat poo, and you're going to yell at me? You're going to yell at me like that? You think that's going to look good to Turco? You think that's going to look good to my son that's a Metro police officer? Do you?
If you want to send them down here...
They will arrest you. That's right. That's right. That's right.
It's still not going to change anything.
I appreciate that you're admitting it. I do. I appreciate that you're admitting that four people who I'd like all the names, please, and their driver's licenses...
Sir, our conversation has just ended.
How so? How do you figure that? I'm still talking. You're still talking. How's it ended, boy? How dare you?